Tzadik Ches in the Tour. All right. Dine Ataruves a Bitlon. Omar Rabbi Yechanan. אמר הפחי ברבר או ישיבורים שבכפורת כל איסורים שבתאירו בשישי אמר רווה אמר רבונון סלדו הציב there are 60 measures of heter נגד the one measure of איסר so then it becomes bottle אמר רווה אמר רבונון בתאימה אמר רבונון בכפי ואמר רבונון בשישי מין בשני מיני דה תאיר בתאימה so if there is a תרובס of איסר and heter מין בשני מיני so And the Teire, what does it mean? The Teire, let's say, a Teire for certain Jews, not for every Jew, otherwise there wouldn't be any Taruves. Kein Trumo Shenisarvo Bichu. So it's Heter, there is a Jew who can eat it. That's a Keir. But vis-a-vis Yisroel, it's Isa. Min Bishayne Minei, so, Min Bishayne Minei, so it's a man, okay? And if the Keir, when he tastes it, he says there is no tam trumo in the chum in the taruves. So then it's muter. So Isaac can also eat it. Imen v'tam trumo muter. The isure kein chilev shenisarev v'bosom. So in other words, that means it's with the tzeire chilev shenisarev v'bosom. Yitemenu kfeil enoch. So a professional goy. A cook, a baker, so he should be tame. Imeime Hashem b'tam chilev is muta. Now, so it's with the tzeire, chilev. So that means that chilev and boso, so are considered min she'enim. Now, the shach, the gro, they mention the ravon in the name of the ravon, and also the gro mentions in the name of the ram too. That chilev with bosor is considered min b'minei. So the Gros says that there is a machlekes reshenim. In other words, the Tur holds that chilev with bosor is considered min she'enim minei, and the Ravon holds that chilev with bosor is considered min b'minei. However, the Shach says there is no machlekes. That when the Ravon says When the Ravon says that Chilev and Bosor are considered min b'minei, he has reference to Bosor Shomei. In other words, what's the essential feature of Chilev? Of course, Chilev is osa. So so certain fatty parts in the behemoth are considered Chilev, and there are other fatty parts that are considered Shomei. So let's say the fatty part that is on the cloys, on the kidneys, and the dakin and the intestines of the behemoth, that's chilev. But there are other fatty parts that are shume. But as far as the shach says that when the ravon says that chilev and bosor amin b'minei, he doesn't have reference to ordinary bosor, but to Bosor Shomei, that is, from the point of view of Tam, it's mamish the same like Chilev, except that certain fatty parts in the organism of the behemoth, the Torah asat as Chilev, and other fatty parts, the Torah did not asat. So, but as far as the Tam is concerned, it's the same. So, Memele, the Ravon does, when the Ravon says Chilev and Bosor is mimimine, he means Chilev and Bosor Shomei. Is min b'minei, but chilev vis-a-vis regular boso or not boso shumen, so that's min shaloi b'minei. However, the Gros says that there is a machlekes reshenim. The Ravon is chilek on the Tur. In other words, whereas the Tur says that chilev with boso is min she'en b'minei, so the Ravon holds that chilev with regular boso, not dafke boso shumen, regular boso is considered mimimine. Now it's not mistaber that according to the Gro, there is a machlekes mitzias, I mean, machlekes mitzias, anything like that, I mean, any person, when he tastes it, so he can tell whether it's the same time or it's not the same time. So we have to say that according to the Gro, so the Ravon, it's true, I mean, the mitzias is, there is a difference. What is chilev? Chilev is also a certain part of boso. But there are parts of boso that are more fat, and there are parts of boso, even the same behemoth, that are not so fat. So memele, one can detect a special, this difference in the tam. But the difference in the tam is very slight. It's very slight. So memele, the Ravon holds, it's not considered min shaloi b'minei. And the two holds that it is considered min shaloi. But it's more mistaber like the shach, not like the grov. In other words, that there is no machlekes. There is no machlekes between the tur and Ravon. But the tur, when he says that chilev and boso are considered min shaloi b'minei, he has reference to chilev and ordinary boso that is not fatty. And the Ravon, when he says that chilev and boso are considered miminei, so he has reference to boso shumen. So memele b'mtzias is the same time, except that one is oser and the other is het. All right. Now he says, ki chilev di yisurek, ki chilev shenisarev v'boso, yitimenu kfei lenochi, im yashayim b'itam chilev, izmuta. So the Torah says, kfei lenochi. Kosav Rashbo, I mean, that's the Loshna Gmor, Kveil. Kosav Rashbo, v'in tzorich shehu men b'kach. So it's lav davke Kveil, a professional, a cook, a baker. In other words, any goy. It doesn't have to be a professional. Ela afilu stam bnei odom, shekol tam sheini nirgash, li stam bnei odom, any tam. Any tam. In other words, so here we have a very big chidesh in the Rashbo. We have a very big chiddush in the Rashbo. In other words, the Rashbo says, and that's a big kule. In other words, suppose sometimes there is a time, but that time is so slight and so slight that an ordinary person, one who is not a dilettante, so will not be able to detect it. But a person, let's say, a professional, you know, one who is a professional dilettante, so he'll be able to detect. Now the question is that kind of tam comes within the aloche of tam kikya? Or what when the Torah says that when Isa, that if Isa gives a tam, Isa in heter, so it is osea, so he only if it is a substantial tam, if it is that kind of the tam, that one does not have to get a training in order to detect. But if one has to go through a special training and to become a specialist, a dilettante in detecting taste, so the untrained person will not detect the tam, so that tam is such a tam kolush that it doesn't come within the aloha of tam kikya. So here we have the chidesh of the Rashbo. The Rashbo says, koshav Rashbo, v'in tzorich sheyu men bikach. Even if he's not a professional, a specialist, a dilettante, ela afilu stam neyodom. Stam neyodom. She kol tam shini nirgash li stam neyodom. However, if the tam is so slight that the average person will never detect it, but someone who has a degree in timing, I mean, in another few years, you'll be able to get a PhD in cooking too, I mean. Today, you get a PhD in business and all kinds of things. But another few years, you'll be able to get a PhD in timing. So if it is that kind of a tam, so kosh, that only a numen can detect it, but the average person who did not get a training, so cannot detect it, so it's not us. So it's a tam kosh, and it's not us. All right, this is what the Rashbo says. V'chos avei, v'imu umen, afilu yedeya, she'seim rinolob, Nemon, so then he says, so as far as detecting the tam is concerned, so it must be such a tam that could be detected by an average person. But if it is not the kind of tam, if the tam is not so substantial, that it could be detected by the average person. So that's not Tam Kikya. And then he says something else. Suppose he's a professional. Afil yideya shesem chinolov nemon. She'enei mafsid cheskosi. So in other words, so the Rashba says that two kinds of goyim have nemones. One is an ordinary goy, not a professional, not a cook, but he's misiach levitumei. So he has nemones. And then, if he's a professional, so he also has nemones, even though he's not misiach levitumei. And on the contrary, as far as the nemones that is based upon the fact that he's a professional is concerned, so if he's not misiach levitumei, it's even better. Because that nemones, we discussed it miluyeche, that nemones is based upon the chazoke of women limara nafshai. So in other words, lekhin tcheles mek atagrinochim, lekhin tzitzes mitagrinochim, and we don't have to be cheshish, maybe the goy is lying, and the tzitzes is posel, I mean that the tcheles is not tcheles, it's klayil. It's klayil, why? Because since he's a merchant, and that's his field, so there is a presumption a person, whether he's a Jew or not a Jew, he wouldn't like, you know, to misrepresent in the course of his profession, because that will damage his profession. People will find out that he doesn't tell the truth, so they'll stop buying from him. So Memele, he has the monies. So Memele, the Rashba says that if he's Misiach Levitumei, then even if he's not a Kfele, so he's Nemon. But if he is a Kfele, so even if he's not Misiach Levitumei, he's Nemon. That's the Rashba. Then the Rashba says, V'yeish Mishei Seir, Acheyei Umenu Misiach Levitumei. Now, what's the pshat? I mean, this is not clear. This is very obscure, that chita of Yesh Mishei Seir. But I think that the plain pshat in that Rashba, in the Yesh Mishei Seir, is not that a Misiach Levitumei by himself has no nemones, and a Kfele by himself does not have any nemones either. But only when the two things come together, when a person is Misiach Levitumei and he is a Kfele, then he has nemones. I mean, what's the svora? Monefshach. Is there nemones of Ak Misiach Levitumei? So even without Kfele. Is there nemones of Kfele of Umlamara Nafshe? So even without Misiach Levitumei. On the contrary, as far as the nemones of Kfele is concerned, so Misiach Levitumei is no Maile. Does not add any weight in the reliability, in the trustworthiness of a Kfele if he's Misiach Levitumei. Because if he's not Misiach Levitumei, so in other words, so he knows that in case he's lying, he's risking his reputation as a professional. So if one is not enough, why should a combination be enough? So I think that the pshat here is, as far this Yesh Mishei Seir is, now the Rashba mentioned two halachas before, in the first lashon, which is the Rashba's own shita. So he mentioned two halachas. One halacha, the first halacha that he mentioned, has nothing to do with the nemones of an akum. It has to do with the shaila of Tam Kikya, where the Tam Kikya means only that kind of tam that can be detected by an ordinary person who had no training. And if it cannot be detected, if the tam isa is not detected by an ordinary person, but only by dilettante, that's not tam kikya. Or even if it is the kind of tam that is detected only by a person who has been trained, it's still osa. So the aloha of tam kikya applies. So what does the Rashba say? The Rashba says, the shekol tam sheni nirgash listam neodomeni tam. In other words, even if it is established that the isa gave a very minute and slight tam in the taruves, so that it can be detected by a dilettante, by someone who has been trained in detecting timing. But it cannot, as long as it cannot be detected by an average person, so it's not tam kikya, it's not osa. That's the Rashba sheet. Then the Rashba mentioned another. So the first din of the Rashba has nothing to do with Nemones of an Akum. It has to do with the essence of Tamkik. Now, the second din of the Rashba mentioned has to do with Nemones of an Akum. So what's the second din of the Rashba? That Akum Isiach Levitumei has Nemones, even if he's not Kvele, and Kvele has Nemones, even if he's not Misiach Levitumei. So when he says, V'yesh Mishei Seya, so the Yesh Mishei Seya, the Yesh Mishei Seya is not Chilik, and we do not have to say that the Yesh Mishei Seya is Chilik on the second din of the Rashba. But the Yesh Mishei Seya, the Yesh Mishei Seya is Chilik on the first din of the Rashba. The first din of the Rashba is that only Tam that is near Gashel Chol Neodom is Tam Kikya. But a Tam that is not near Gashel Chol Neodom, but only to a dilettante. So then that is not Tam Kikya, that kind of Tam doesn't ask the Daruvis. So the Yesh Mishei Seya, the second Loshon the Rashba holds, no, that we cannot be Matya. We cannot be matir, let's say that Aruves, on the basis of the fact that an ordinary person, one who is not a dilettante, so one who can only detect a substantial tam, not a very minute and insignificant tam. So if an ordinary person said, I don't feel any tam, Misa, I tasted it, an ordinary goy, and his Messiah leave it to me. So he says, I don't feel any tam misam, any tam chilev in the boss. I don't feel it. So according to the second version of the Rashba, according to Yesh Mishei Seya, we're not allowed to eat it. Why? Not because we are cheshish. Maybe he's lying. No. Misiach l'vitume, so he has nemones. But he's an ordinary person. He's not a dilettante. Maybe there is a tam misam, except that he can detect it. But a person who has been trained in timing, so he could detect it. So Mimele, when the Rashba says Yesh Mishei Seya Achei Umen, so he doesn't mean he has to be a numen, a professional, and because of the halacha of Umen Lemara Nafshi. No, he has to be a professional, a dilettante. And it's a different kind of a professional, you see. As far as the halacha of Umen Lemara Nafshi is concerned, so that doesn't depend on the question as to whether he's a dilettante or not. Whether he is in that field, whether he's a professional cook. But suppose he is a professional cook, so then we have that mnemonis. So if he's not a professional cook, but he's a professional dilettante, so then he has no mnemonis under the halacha of Umen Lemara Nafshi, because it will not damage his profession. I mean, he has been trained, but he doesn't make a living from it. So even though he received the training, you know, in detecting timing, but he doesn't make a living from it, so it's not shayach to say, Umel Maranafshe, let's say, if someone is a doctor, he has a medical degree, he's allowed to practice medicine, but he doesn't practice. So the aloche of Umel Maranafshe wouldn't apply to him because he's not worried about his profession. So Memele, as far as the mnemonis of Umel Lemara Nafshi is concerned, that depends on the question as to whether he is in that profession and he makes a living from it. Really? Yes, what is it?
Does Um Lemara is Als Parnas or maybe even Als Kavod? Is being called a doctor or something or in a getter?
Oh, I'll tell you, see, if let's say he practices medicine but he doesn't want to get paid, so then the halacha of Umel Lemara Nafshe would apply because he practices his medicine without getting paid, so he's still worried about his reputation. But if he doesn't practice it, period, and he made a certain statement, so then we cannot say Umel Lemara Nafshe because he's not interested. He's not interested in having that reputation. So when the Yesh Mishei Seya, when he says Achei Umen, he means as far as Nemones, so he can agree with the first Loshon the Rashba that Misiach Levitumei by itself has Nemones and Umel Lemara Nafshe has Nemones, but But we have to make sure that there is no tam, even a slight tam, even the kind of tam that an ordinary person will not detect, but a dilettante will detect. So Memele, if he's not a numen, he's not a dilettante. So true we believe him, but he himself might not know, you see. But if he is a dilettante, so then we are sure that he knows. And if a dilettante says, I cannot detect any tam, then it means that there is no tam isa. And if he's Messiah, we too may. So, if, let's say, he's not only a dilettante, but he's a professional cook, that's his profession, he makes a living from it, so then even if he's not a Messiah, we too may, he's a nemones. So as far as nemones of an akum is concerned, the second Lashon does not disagree with the first Lashon. But the second Lashon disagrees with the first Lashon in regard to the first din of the first Lashon. Because the Rashba said, "Shekol tam shenirgash listam niyodam eni tam." So the second Lashon says no. So we have two deis. In other words, a tam that is not a tam isah, that is not detected by an untrained person, but only by a dilettante trained person. So according to the Rashba, it's not tam kikeh, and according to the second Lashon, the Yesh Mishay isah, it is tam kikeh. V'chein kosav adeni of your Rozal. In other words, if he's not a kpele, so then the nemones cannot be based upon the aloche of umel maranafshe, but it has to be based upon the aloche of misiach levitume. So when can he be considered as a numen, as misiach levitume, if he doesn't know that we rely on him? But if he knows that we rely on him, then he might not even be Messiah Levitume. Alright, Mishen Isari Vimine. The Lekele make him a time. Kinchile Bishume. So there is Mamu the same time, except that this kind of Shumen, the Torah assert, and the Torah calls it Chilev, and the other kind of Shumen is Heter. So that's Mimimine. Min shi nisav min lekel mikl na taime, ken chile vishume, u min bi sheine mine, vi lek vek pele bisamech. U min bi sheine mine, vi lek vek pele is also bisamech. So in other words, when is there aloche of pele, in that's the gemore, in the chum, when is there aloche of pele, if it's min sheine mine, and ikele meikam a taime. But if it's min bi mine, or even Or any case where it's lekele meikam ataime, so then lekek pele, let's say, even though it's misheni minei, but there is no pele, so we cannot determine as to whether there is a tam iser in tarubes or not. So then we require shishim. So that means, so when do we require shishim? By misheni minei, only there is no pele available. But if there is a pele available, if there is a kvele available, so then we don't require shishim. So that means, if, let's say, one kazais of chile was nisarev in 20 kzeisim of bosom. Certainly no shishim, one out of 20. But a kvele goy, a professional cook, so tasted it, and he said, there is no tam of chile in the bosom. So then it's mutter, even though there is no shishim. So we are, according to that shit, we are accustomed to say shishim, that means if there is no kvele, we tasted it. So then, if there is shishim, so it's mutter. But if there is a kvele, we tasted it, and he says, there is definitely no tamiseh, then it's mutter, even without shishim. That's the first shit. Upir sherashe. So, I mean, that is one shit. But Rashi Shita is not like that. Upir Sherashe, Hodi Samchinan Akpele, Dafke Bidike Samach. Not as he said before, Umin Bishayin Amine Vileke Pele Bisamach. No. Rashi Shita is that when do we rely on Kpele if there is Shishi? So then, in addition to it, we have to ask Kpele. We have to ask a kvele whether he feels it tam or not. And if, let's say, there is shishim. Ikazayis of Chilef was Nisarei, was in Nisarei in 60, Xesim, of Bos, and not Bos HaShomen, but regular Bos. So there is Shishi. And so we still have to ask a Goy to taste it, the Kfeila to taste it. And if suppose the Goy he tastes it, he says, well, I definitely feel a Tam Chilev in the whole Taruves, so then it's Osa, even though there is Shishim. Why? Because true there is Shishim, but there is still a Tam. So we don't say, according to Rashi, we don't say, in as much as there is Shishim Neged, so that Tam can be ignored. It's a Tam Kolosh. We don't say that. That's the Rishi. But Rashi Shite is no. That even though there is Shishim, but if it gives a Tam, so we don't say it's a Tam Kolosh, it is to be ignored. No, it cannot be ignored. Upir she Rashi hodi samchin naktele, dafke bidike samach. Vafil hochel ishore, at she itimenu kfeile. Aval kfeile beloi samach. Oi samach beloi kfeile, loi. But suppose there is a kfeile, there is a goi, a kfeile, and he says, there is no tam kfeile in that bosom. But there is no shishim. One kazayis of Boso was Nisarev in not in 60 Xesim but in 59 Xesim. A little less than shishim. So then it is osar, even though the kfeile says there is no tam chilev in the Boso. So avol kfeile below isamer, o isamer below kfeile. Suppose there is shishim. So. And no kvele, so then, in other words, let's say the kvele says, not only if the kvele says there is a tam, of course it is osa, but if there is a kvele available, so we're not allowed to partake of the taruves until we ask the kvele to taste. V'hanem mi lebidi is a kvele. Avol min b'minei, that's all Rashi shite. Avol min b'minei, l'shaya b'tim tvilas kveile. We have filo min b'sheine minei. V'leke kveile, in tzorich l'arza achov. V'yiz b'samach shor. So even though Rashi requires both things, samach and kveile, so if a kveile is available, then we are not allowed. L'chatchile to partake of the taruves until we ask the kvele to taste it. And if the kvele says there is a tam isa, so it's definitely osa. But suppose there is no kvele available, but you can walk and get him, I mean, you have to matriach yourself, so you're not mechuyev to do it. So the fact that you're not mechuyev to do it, so that means that even when a kvele is available, that we are mechuyev to ask a kvele to taste it, that's only rabbanon. Because if it had been midraise, so he wouldn't say that when he's not available, we don't have to run after him. Why not? We shouldn't be allowed if it's midraise. So in other words, so that means that midraise, if there is samech, even according to Rashi, that samech without kvele is not enough. In other words, Rashi shite is. That we do not say that in view of the fact that there is shishim, so any tam iser that one feels is a tam kolush, and it's not regarded, it's ignored. We do not say that. It's not a tam kolush. But minastam, midraise, we have to presume that if there is shishim, mistome, so in all probability, you won't feel a tam iser. It's any more so. It's highly unlikely that one kazais of chilev should give a tam chilev in 60 gzeisim of bos. It's unlikely. But even though it's unlikely, it's improbable, but it's still possible. So mele midrabonon, if a kvele is available, we have to be mivaret. But if a kvele is not available, and since the chiyuv of being mivaret is only midrabonon, so the chachomim did not require him to be matriach himself to find the kvele. If he's present, fine. If he's not present, we don't have to to run after him and to get it. So why? Because minastam, we can presume that if the Rishishim neged the Kazayis Issa, so the Kazayis Issa doesn't give it up. Doesn't give it up. But suppose a Kfele did taste it and he says that definitely is a Tam Issa, so then it is also. Then it is also. But minastam, midaraisi, we presume that there is no Tam. So in other words, so Rashi Shita is as follows. That Tam, that the aloche of Tam ki iker applies even to a so-called Tam Kolush, that has shishi. So the Rishita is, then it's not even Mosa. Even if the Kvele did taste it, and he said he feels it Tam, he said, it's still Muta, because that is a Tam Kolush. Tam Kolush does not come within the aloche of Tam ki iker. It's not Kikya. Rashi is Chelik. And Rashi Shita is that even a Tam Kolush, even the Rishishim, so it's still Osa. And according to Mandoma, the Tam Kikya is the Raise. Rashi happens to pass like the Mandoma, the Tam Kikya is the Rabbanon. But according to Mandoma, the Tam Kikya is the Raise. So then, even in the Rishishim, but the Kfele says there is Tam Chelik in the Boso, so it is Osa with the Raise. If we say Tam Kikya is the Raise. So in other words, in short, the Rashi Shita is that even with Tam Kolush, even with the Rishishim, so there is a lot of Tam Kikya. And if Tam Kikya is the Raise, it's also the Raise. Now then, but then, even if the Kvele says that there is no Rishishim, I'm sorry, even if the Kvele says there is no Tam Yisea, there is no Tam Yisea, but if there is no Rishishim, it is still us. Why? Is it because we don't trust the Kvele? No, the Kvele certainly has mnemonis. Whether it's on the basis of Messiah of Tumei or on the basis of Ulmar Anafshi, he has mnemonis. He has mnemonis. But for another reason, because that's Rashi Lishitosi. Rashi Shite in Chul is... Now you should go over that Gemara. It's a very important Gemara. That is a Gemara that starts the Tzadik Ches in Chul on the Aleph. At the end of the Omid, the fourth, line from the end of the Omid. Omer b'shim Levi b'shim Bar Kapore. Kol b'yisurin shebeteiro b'samach. So then it continues from the end of Tzadik Ches Omid Aleph until. The middle of Tzadik Tes on the base. It's a whole sugi. The sugi of Zriya Gashem. So in other words, the Gemara learns out how do we know that Kol Yisurin Shebateiro is Bishishim. Is Bishishim. So we learn it out from Zriya Gashem. From Zriya Gashem. And Rashi Shite appears in that Gemara that even the requirement of Shishim by Min B'minei, so according to most Rishenim, it's only the Rabbonim. And the Yalfuse that the Gemara mentions from Zriya Bashelo is an Asmacht. So Asmacht they are because according to some Rishenim, so from there we learn out the Koni Drivet, the Aloch of Invatlan Yisrael Hatchile, but there is no Midraise, even if there is no Shishim, it's still Mutar, it's Batu Barov, according to most Rishenim. Rashi Shite here in the Sugi in Chum Daf Tzadik Ches Amud Beis is that from Zriya Bashelo we learn out that Min B'Minei requires Shishi. Zriya Bashelo, so that Min B'Minei we learn out that that Min B'Minei requires Shishi. So that's Aloch in Min B'Minei. So it seems that Rashi Shite is, it's not just Gzeiras HaKosov in Min B'Minei. Why should Min Shaloi B'Minei be less stringent than Min B'Minei? So if there is Gzeiras HaKosov in Zriya Bashelo, that Min B'Minei requires Shishim, and if there is less than Shishim, so the Taruves is Osea, so Min Shaloi B'Minei, it should also be Osea. But, Min B'Minei, Min shaloi b'minei is more chomer than min b'minei. In that, according to the mandoma, according to everybody, but especially according to mandoma, that hamkikar is the raise. So that means that even with the rishishi, the kveile says there is itam chilev in the basar. So it's also awesome in the raise. And if tam kikar is midrabonon, so then it's only awesome in the rabonon. Mashinkim b'min b'minei, there is no tam, so if there is shishim, so it's mutal gamre. Except the comic rabbiude that min b'minei asas b'mashu, but the comic rabbonon rabbiude that min b'minei does not asas b'mashu. So min shaloi b'minei is more homo than min b'minei in that, while both require shishim midraise, but min b'minei if there is shishim, so it's mutal gamre. And min shaloi b'minei even if there is shishim, but if the kveile says there is a tamiser in the taruves, so then it's oser. If we say tam kikar is the raise, it's some raise. If we say tam kikar the rabbonon, it's some rabbonon. Mashein kein, if there is no shishim, so then we don't have to resort to tam. So then it is oser because of a special zersakos of Israel Bashevo, that without shishim it aruves is oser, whether it's min b'minei or min shaloi b'minei. All right. So this is Rashi. The Aramban Chilek. Heicha shemakirin o yisa. Vilo yisarev bimeno letzire vitaimei. Kiv mishiminadin lo hoyolon yishayer al vitaimei. Elo shein ono yedim tamo hu. Biho samchin nak pele. Afal pi shein bisa samer kenegit gufo yisa. Avo bishe gufo yisa nisarei. Utsrichin samer livatlei. Oz lo yisamchin nak pele bi botzer misamer. Avo bisamer. Mi yeshore vein tzorich lagzer achat pele kral. So the Ramban doesn't agree with the whole shita of Rashi, but he agrees to a certain extent. Rashi shita is that without shishim, even though the yisa does not give it tam, so it's tivosa. So that's Rashi shita that there is aloche of shishim. Bein b'minei, bein b'min shaloi b'minei. The Ramban agrees with Rashi Shita to a certain extent. In other words, he distinguishes between two kinds of taruves. There is one taruves where you have the mamoshe soisea was mixed with the heter. Let's say kazayis chelev was ground, and that was mixed up with ground meat. So you have the mamoshes of the chelev. But that's one kind of taruves. Then you have another kind of taruves. Let's say you are mevashel, let's say water in a pot in which chelev was nisbashel the same day. So memele, the chelev gave it time in the pot, and then the pot when you boiled water in that pot, so the pot gave it time in the water. So memele the tam chelev, but that's also taruves. But you don't have the mamoshe seisa; you only have blie, not the mamoshe seisa. So the Ramban shita is if there is no mamoshe seisa in the taruves, just tam bolua, no mamoshe seisa. So then if the kvele tastes the water and he says, I don't feel any tam chelev in that water. It tastes like ordinary water. So then it is mutar, even though the water does not have shishim neged the kazayis chilev that was nisbashel the same day in the same pot. Mashein keini, let's say you mixed up ground chilev, kazayis of ground chilev with let's say 59. Ground gzeisim of 59 gzeisim of ground meat, you don't have samach aleph altogether, you just have samach. So there is no shishim. So even though the kvele says, I don't feel in this ground meat any time of chelev, it's still osa. Why? Because there is no shishim. So we have to say that this distinction is only midrabona. Because midraise, there wouldn't be a distinction between a taruves that has the mamoshes of the iser in it, or like, let's say, ground chelev that is mixed up
with ground meat, or it aruves that does not have the mamoshes yisa. It just has the tam, the belia, let's say, that if water was boiled in a pot in which an hour before, so chilev was cooked, you see. Chilev was cooked. So we have to say that according to the Ramban is chilek harashi, and that you can see in the Chidushi Ramban, that the Ramban doesn't hold that by mim b'minei there is a special zeras akosu, that if there is no shishim in the heter, so then it's osir, because of the alfusim from Zeya b'sheilo. So the Ramban shite is that mim b'minei midraise, if there is rov is muta. And the reason as to why we require shishim, that's not midraise, that's midrabonon. So mele, according to the Ramban, there is no basis for a requirement of shishim in min shaloi b'minei. According to Rashi, that there is a special zeras akosuf that we learn out, that is implicit in the zeras akosuf of Zeya b'sheilo, that by min b'minei, if there is no shishim, so the whole taruves is also midraise, so the same zeras akosuf applies to min shaloi b'minei too. But according to the Ramban, so min b'minei, if there is rov, it's muta midraise, only midrabonon it requires shishim. So we have no zeras akosuf. Of shishim in taruves, but midrabonon. So the same midrabonon that the chachomim enacted in connection with min b'minei, that even though it has rov, but we require shishim. So the chachomim were misakein in respect to min shaloi b'minei, that we require shishim. So even though there is no tamis there, we still require shishim. But then the rabbonon was only applied by the chachomim in respect to itaruves that has the mamoshes of isa in it. But the Chachomim did not apply this the Rabbanon, to Itaruves that does not have the Mamoshes or Yisar in it. Just the Tam Yisar. That's the sheet of the Ramban. All right. So, V'Ramban chilekei Hashem akirin Yisar v'misar v'menu l'tzir v'taymei kiv mishnah din lo yolo yishayar v'taymei elo sheinon yedim kamohu biho samchinon akpeil aval pishin samach kenegit gufo Yisar. Aval b'shigufo yisa nisarev utzrichin samech livatlei oz li samchinon at pele bibotzi yamisamech. Why not? Midrabonon. If it had been midraise, you wouldn't distinguish between itaruves that the gufo yisa is b'seichei or not. Aval b'samech miyashore v'in tzorich larzerach at pele klal. So in other words, and then there is another machlekes that between the Rashi and the Ramban. In other words, Rashi says that if there is samech, but if a pele goy is available, so we have to get it. So we're not allowed lechatchila to eat from it on the basis of the fact that there is samech. Except if he's not available, so then we rely on the presumption that there is no tamis. The Ramban shita is, even if Ikpele is available, we don't have to ask. Aber v'samech mi yeshore, v'in tzorich larzeir, achar pele klal. V'ri pireish, but the ri shita, that's the biggest kule. So Rashes is the biggest chumre, and the ri is the biggest kule. V'ri pireish, di b'chol inyen samchin nak pele, afilu botza misamech. And even if the mamoshes of Yisar is there, so even mid rabbonon we are not mechuyev to have shishim. True, min b'minei mid rabbonon we require shishim. That according to chachomim, it applies only to min b'minei, not to min shaloi b'minei, not to shaloi b'minei. V'chol inyan samchinach peila afilu botza misamach uvisamach in tzorich peila klal afilu imu lifonei. So in other words, and some say that according to the Ri, even if the Kpele did taste it, and he said he feels the tam, it's still muter, because the tam is a tam kolosh. It's a tam kolosh. Viloze hiskin adini overosa. Bein in nisarif isa beheter, min bimine, kin chilev visir shumen, bein min bishenin mine, kin chilev visir krisin shiure bisamach. Now here there is something strange in the Torah. Umiu pirish rabne tam, the min b'minei kivu shei neis in tam in a Torah, botel b'rov.
אלו שחכמים יצריכו סמך, ושלוי במיני יוסם להתיר והצמך, אלו שאין לקין עולוב עד שהי בי כל כך מנועיסה, עד שהי בי סייך כל דלת ביצי מנהת הכזייס מנועיסה, ויוס חייב על כל כזייס וכזייס ממנו, ונפקי מיני, אם ניסה רפמים במיני ונשפח, בעניין שיחילים למיד עולוב לשערי, אם ניסערי, אם נסבויה שיורו בהתה עמותה, תסווי כדי רבונון תלן להוקר, ואם לא נסבויה שיורו ביו יהתה עושה. Now, here he discusses the union of Tam Kikar, and this story is very strange. Now, the sugi of Tam Kikar is in two places. One main sugi of Tam Kikar is Daf Samach Zayin Avri Zohar. Daf Samach Zayin Avri Zohar, Omid Aleph, the third line from the end of the Omid. Omer Rabavuy, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Kol Shetamei Umamoshe Oseh Veleikin Olof. Vizehu Kazayi Vdi Achil Aspras. Taimei Veloi Mamoshe Oseh Vein Leikin Olof. Vimri Bo Tam Livgam Muta. So there is a big taste this. Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Kol Shetamei Umamoshe Oseh Veleikin Olof. There is also a very important basic sugi on Tam Kikya in Chum. I mean, that's really that same sugi. The same sugi that starts Daf Tzadik Ches Omid Aleph at the end of the Omid. Kol Yisurin Shebateo Bimeo, Ushnein Lomdo Mizriya Basheil. So, up to, I mean, it begins Daf Tzadik Ches Omid Aleph at the end, and it continues into Tzadik Tes Omid Beis. Alright. So they are. That's the sugi. Now, so the Gemara in Avri Zore says, "Ola Ravuim Rabbi Yechanan Kol Shetamei Umamoshe Osav Leikin Olof Vizek Azayis VeDe Achilas Pras." The Achilas Pras. So there are all kinds of Shittes Rishonim here. So Rashi says. Kol shetami ma moshe otsav leikino that I do a chasfras. Rashi explains here, kol shetami ma moshe osea is leikino of the chalai do a chasfras when he eats the bed. In other words, when it's nikar yisa, that's how it's mashma. When it's nikar yisa, let's say you have a kazayis of yisa that is mixed with heter, and it's nikar yisa. So then there cannot be any bittul. But it's still mixed, even though it's Nikarisa, so there is no people. And he ate them together. So if he ate a kazais, birdei achilas pras, let's say, according to Rashi, achilas pras means dalet beitzim, a kazais is chotzi beitzim. And if he ate a kazais in the shio, kazais of the Isa, within the shio that it takes, within the period of time that it takes a person to eat dalet beitzim, according to some sefer shio, so that's 9 minutes. In other words, it takes 9 minutes to eat dalet beitzim. Dalet beitzim, one beitzim has two gzeisim. So dalet beitzim, that's 8 gzeisim. So then there is sil. Then there is sil. Let's say, suppose you have a kazayis of chelet is mixed up with 8 gzeisim of bosom. But you can determine which piece is chelet and which piece is bosom. So maybe there is no beetle. But you ate it that way. So beetle there isn't. So that means you ate the bed. But since that kazayis, the pieces of the kazayis of chelet, are evenly distributed in a taruves of 8 beitzim,
So if you ate it in 9 minutes, so then there is tzil. But if you ate it in 10 minutes, there is no tzil. So that's the aloche that when can a kazayis be mitzuref only if he eats it within the time element that is necessary to eat ipras. Ipras is dalet beitzim according to Rashi and Tosfos. So kol shetamir mamoshe is ose avein leikin olav. Zeh kazayi v'diach l'espras. Taimi v'loi mamoshe ose avein leikin olav. So Rashi says tamir v'loi mamoshe ki in chilev shenofal l'gdeiro o in chilev shenofal nimuach shei mamoshe b'en. So in other words, when it's not nikar yisa, so there is bittul. And Rashi shite is that we paskin that this mandoma rebichen holds that tam ki ikar is lav derais. Because if tam ki iker is the raise, so there should be maltes. But Rashi shiti is that we paskin tam ki iker lav the raise. So mele, so that is the pshat in tam ivelim amoshe. Osa ven leikin olov. So osa mid rabbonon ven leikin olov. Because mid raise there is bitl berob. Mid raise there is bitl berob. That's Rashi. However, most Rishonim explain the gemore of kol shetami mamoshe. Osea, the leikin olov, to the case where it's not nikarisa. It's not nikarisa. And there is rov. But inasmuch as there is taimi umamoshe, inasmuch as there is taimi umamoshe, so mele there is a chiyuv of malchus. So then there is the atupshotim. The Rabbeinu Tam shite is the tam ki iker is the reis. And the way Tosfos mentions the Rabbeinu Tam, the way the Rosh in Simen Lamed Aleph, in Pirkei Gita Noshe, mentions the Rabbeinu Tam, so it appears that the Rabbeinu Tam shita is that whenever Iser gives it Tam, Iser in Heter, so then not only is it Oseah, but the Heter is Nefach Lis. Let's say, so even if it's not Kazayim Lechiles Pras, let's say, suppose you are Mi'ariv, you have it aruves of one kazayis chilev was nisarev with 4 digzaisim of bosor, and it gave it tam. It was evenly distributed. That kazayis of chilev was evenly distributed in 4 digzaisim bosor, and it gave it tam. So when you taste, so any unit of that 41 taruves, 41 digzaisim taruves, here's a tam of chelev. So then we say tam kika deraise, according to Rabbeinu Tam. And furthermore, it's not only that the chelev doesn't become bottle because of tam kika. The heretofore heter is nefach lisa. So it seems, according from Tosfos, in Chum and Navrizoren, from the Rosh, in Sinan Lamed Aleph, in Gidanoshe, so it appears that according to Rabbeinu Tam, if the iser was Nisar in the Heter, and the Iser gave a tam of Iser in the Heter, so then even the heretofore Heter becomes converted into Iser. And furthermore, according to Rabbeinu Tam, if, let's say, you cooked chilev in a certain pot, then an hour later you cooked, let's say, boso in the same pot, and that bosor, you can feel a tam of chelev in that bosor. So the bosor is nepach lisa. It's bosor, but it's nepach lisa because it has a tam chelev. So if you eat one kazayis of that bosor, yachayv malkes, yachayv kores, because iser is nepach leheta. I mean, heter is nepach lisa. Heter is nepach lisa. So how does Rabbeinu Tam explain this gemore? That's Rabbeinu Tam shite. So how does Rabbeinu Tam explain this gemore? Omer Rabavuy, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, kol shetamei umamoshe yoseh, v'leikin olov, v'zehu kazayiz v'deyachil aspras, and taimei v'loi mamoshe yoseh v'in leikin olov, so he applies it to min b'mine. So kol shetamei umamoshe yoseh v'leikin olov has reference the way Rashi explains it. In other words, to a case where it's nikar isa. So there is no bit. But if it's not kazayim dechiles pras, so then there is no tziruf. So is eichel chotzi shiur, so there is no maltes. Mashein kei, Taime veloima Moshe. Taime veloima Moshe, that means when it's not Nikar Yisrael. So Taime veloima Moshe, when it's not Nikar Yisrael, and Mimbi Mine. So then also relate in a lot because it becomes Bot Berov, because it's Mimbi Mine. Mashe Inkein, if it is Taime veloima Moshe, it means Shaloi Bimine, as long as it gives a Tam. So the heter is Nepach Yisrael and Yachayv Malkes, Amen. That's the Shita from the Tam. Then there is a Shita, so that's the biggest Chumrem. The Shita from the Tam is the biggest Chumrem. In other words, when Yisrael gives a Tam Yisrael in the het, a Taruves of Heter, so then the heretofore heter is Nepach Yisrael and Yachayv Malkes. Even if he doesn't have Mamoshe so Yisrael. Let's say, suppose you cooked Boso in a pot in which an hour before you cooked Chelev. And then that meat has the time of chilev. So that meat is nepach liyiser. It's considered as chilev mamesh. And yachayim molkes and kores and everything. That's the shita from the tam. The tam kicker is the raise, even without kazayis with the achilas pras. So it's the raise. And the heter is nepach liyiser. Then there is a shita of Rabbi Yosef Molainish, who says that Tam Kikar is the Raisi. But mid Raisi, why is Tam Kikar the Raisi? Because we learn out from Yuli Midyon. Because the Torah said that all the kids, the Jews had to be magil all the Kalim that they got from the Midyon. Why? Because those Kalim were contaminated. All kinds of Yisrael was cooked in it. So Mimele, the Jews had to be magil to in order to kasher it. In other words, in order to take out, to extract the Blias Yisrael. But if they didn't make Hagole and they cooked a Dovah Heter in those parts, let's say within a misles of the use, so then the tafshil that was cooked in those kelim of the Midyonim would become Oser. Why? Because they would have the time of the Iser, the Blia in the kelim, in the Deif Nakli. So from that we learn out that Tam Kikar is the Raisi. So Arav Rabbi Yosef Molainish says that's only an Iser Ese, but there is no love. So Mimele, and the same thing is true. If let's say you had the taruves of a kazayis of chelev, with let's say ten gzeisim of boso, and that kazayis of chelev gave a tam of chelev in the ten gzeisim of boso, so then the whole taruves becomes also midraise. But malkes there isn't. Why isn't there malkes? There is no malkes because. Tam ki iker is only oser because of the alfuse from Gula Midian. That's only an iserese. So that's the pshat in the Gemara of Taimei velo ima Moshe, oser midraise, not oser midrabanon. Oser midraise. Why? Because of the exasakos of Gula Midian. That's an iserese. Vein leikin olo. Vein leikin olo. And then there is the shite. Then there is the shite. Then there is the Shita in Teisves, Daf Samar Zayin, Omed Alev, the Shita of Rabbeinu Eliyahu. So he says, Voidomer Arav Rabbeinu Eliyahu, the Shapir Misuk Mehoche Bimim Visheni Mine. In other words, Teisves is discussing, well, remember, of Omer Rabbuyam Rabbi Yechanan has reference to Mim Bimine, as Rabbeinu Tam says, or it has reference to Mim Sheni Mine. So he says, Rabbeinu Eliyahu says, no, not like Rabbeinu Tam, that it has reference to Mim Visheni Mine. But then the question arises, if Minshenin Minei so Tam Kikar is the Raise, so why does Rabbi Yechanan say Taimi Vulim Amoshe Yosav and Leikin Olof? The Shapa Misuk Meochem in Minshin Minei. Vochem in Perushi. Taimi Vulim Amoshe Kikain Shein Kazayis Isabel Sich Kide Achilas Pras in Leikin Olof. Vitaimi Mamoshe in Leikin Olof. Mayra Di Ike Kazayis Di Iser Birde Achilas Pras Mnaheta was Leikin Olof. Now the Shita of Rabbi Nelio, which is also the Shita of the Raivet, and of many other Rishenim, is the Tam Ki Iker, you see, according to Rabbeinu Tam, so Tam Ki Iker, the Aloch of Tam Ki Iker is that the Heter, the heretofore Heter is Nepach Liyiser. If Chelev gave it Tam of Chelev in Boso, so the Boso becomes converted into Chelev. The heretofore Boso becomes the Heftz of Chelev, I believe. There's a Shita from Tam. Rabbeinu Eliyahu is Chelek and Ledin. And he holds there is no such aloche that the Tam should convert a heretofore Heter into Isa. So whatever was heretofore Heter remains Heter. But whatever was heretofore Isa remains Isa. In other words, the Isa doesn't become bottom. That's the aloche of Tam Kikya. According to Rabbeinu Tam, so it's not only Tam Kikya does not only imply that the heretofore Isa does not become bottle, does not lose its identity in the Roveta. Of course it doesn't lose its identity. It's more than that. The heretofore Heter becomes converted into Isa. According to Rabbeinu Eliyahu, so the whole aloche of Tam Kikya is that which was Isa before does not lose its identity by virtue of the fact that it's mixed up with a rov of heter. It doesn't lose its identity, it doesn't become bottle. But the heretofore heter also remains heter. So the heretofore iser remains iser, and the heretofore heter remains heter. So if someone, let's say, was miarid, a kazayis of chelet, in ten gzeisim of boso. In ten gzeisim of boso. So memele, so that means altogether we have 11 gzeisim. 11 gzeisim, or even if let's say he was mi'arev, one kazayis of chelev in nine gzeisim of boso. So altogether the total taruves is 10 gzeisim. 10 gzeisim, and it was evenly distributed. Now, in order, so we say the kazai is chelev, but the nine gzeisim of boso remain eter. But since the chelev gave it tam in the whole taruves, so the chelev doesn't become bottle, but the boso doesn't become chelev. The heter is not nepach lisa. So Memele, he can only be Chayev Malkes for eating the Chelev. Now, he ate the whole Taruves. So that means he ate the whole Taruves. So he ate a Kazayis of the Isa. But there is a loche that in order that the Kazayis, if one eats a Kazayis slowly, and he makes stops, let's say he eats one-tenth of the Kazayis, then he stops for 2 minutes. Then he eats another tenth of the Kazayis, and he stops for 2 minutes. Then he eats a third tenth, and by the time he finished eating the kazayis of the chelev, so let's say about half an hour elapsed already. So Memele is not chayv malkes. Why? Because there is no tzil. So Memele, what did he do? He was eichel poches mikishio, chotishio. Chotishio is also not Torah, but there is no malkes. So Memele, if a kazayis of chelev was nisari with nine gzeisim of boso, so the nine gzeisim of boso do not become chelev. But the kazayis chelev remains chelev. It doesn't become bottle berov, the rov boso. So Memele, he can only be chayev if he eats the kazayis chelev b'sichar dilas pras. But since it was evenly distributed, so in order to eat the kazayis, to eat up the kazayis chelev, he had to eat 10 gzeisim, and achilas pras is 8 gzeisim, 4 beitzim is 8 gzeisim. So it takes 9 minutes to eat up 8 gzeisim, but in order to eat up that kazayis of chelev, he had to eat 10 gzeisim. So it takes more than 9 minutes to eat up 10 gzeisim. So maybe there is no tzil, but he was even an isadaraisa of chotishio. So that's the shita of Rabbeinu Eliyahu, and that's also the shita of the Ravid. But suppose he's such a specialist in eating that he took all the whole taruves of 10 gzeisim, and he ate it up fast, not with the regular pace. So in other words, an 8 gzeisim, dalit beitzim, so it takes 8 minutes. It takes 9 minutes It takes 9 minutes, according to Chassam Sefer, to eat up eight gzeisim, four beitzim. In other words, if you eat it with average pace, but suppose you eat it fast, so you can eat up, in 2 minutes, if you eat it very, very fast. So Memele, according to Rabbi Eliyahu, when Rabbi Yochanan says the time of Moshe means that he ate it shaloi be achilas pras, so then there is no malchus because there is no tziluf. That means only if he ate it with an ordinary pace, but if he ate it very fast, so that within the time period, within the period that it takes to eat a pras eight gzeisim. So he ate up the whole taruves. So even if the ratio of the taruves is less than 1 to 8, it's 1 to 10 or 1 to 20. But if he ate it so fast, within 5 minutes, let's say he was mi'arev a kazayis of chilev in 19 gzeisim of vosa. So if he ate it in ordinary pace, so then it will certainly take him more than 9 minutes. So maybe there'll be no tziluf. But suppose he swallowed it, big pieces, and in 8 minutes he ate up all the 20 gzeisim. So then he's chayev. So why does the Gemara say that time of Moshe also in Lekin Olam? Why? Because it's not mitzuref. Because the Gemara has reference to one who ate it with ordinary pace. So maybe it's not mitzuref, but the aloche of Tam Ki Iker, according to Rabbi Eliyahu is that the iser does not become bottle berov. If he doesn't give it tam, if the iser does not give it tam of iser in the heter, then it becomes bottle berov. But if it gives it tam iser in the heter, then it does not become bottle berov. It does not become bottle berov. But the heretofore heter does not become converted into iser. So Memele, in order to be chayiv malchus, he must eat the kazayis of the iser. But the kazayis of iser is evenly distributed in the taruves. So if it is kazayi b'achilas pras, if it's in the ratio, if the distribution is in the ratio of 1 to 8, so then by eating it with ordinary pace, so within the shiur achilas pras, he'll be able to eat the kazayis, so it will be tzil. But if the ratio is 1 to 9, 1 to 10, 1 to 11, and so on, so by eating it with the ordinary pace, he will not be eating the kazayis of the chilev within 9 minutes. It will be within 10 minutes. So maybe there is no tzil. But the nisa d'raisa will be over anyway because of chatzi shiur. So the aloha according to Rabbi Eliyahu and the Ravid is, according to Rabbi Eliyahu and the Ravid is that tam ki iker implies that if the iser gives a tam iser in the heter, so then there is no bittul berov on the iser, but the heter does not become converted into iser. Whereas according to Rabbi Tam, the heter becomes converted into iser. And now you see, if you have the Gemara Chum, so the Rosh in paragraph Lamed Aleph in Perik Gilan Roshem. Now, paragraph of Lamed Aleph. Then the third line from the end of the column. The Rovi Lesley Tam Ki Ika Bechul. Kim Forj Vosom, the Raisi Vruh Bebot. Elo Mid Rabbonon, in explaining Rashi Shite. Elo Mid Rabbonon Dosa. That's Rashi Shite. Vochanam Eshmainon, the Rabbi Yech Mesech Asabin Zichovim, Kol Shetamu Lea Moshe In Leikin Olo. Vodi Alfinon, Lei Dipsochim, Minozir Mishros, Lit Tam Ki Ika, Sfir Lea Muroi Basroi, Das Machte Baal Meru, Vlav Meru. Da Vlinozir Gilu Vichovim, Shnei Ksuvim Boim Kechot. So we have two psukim that say that tam ki ikar is osa. That's l'gabi nozir, mishras anovim. So what does it mean, mishras anovim? If a nozir takes grapes and he puts them, he soaks them in water, so then he's not, the Torah says the nozir is not allowed to drink that water because that water absorbs the tam of the anovim. The tam of the anovim. So by nozir, tam ki ikar is osa medraise. And then gulim idyon. The Torah says that if in the kele you are mevashel liser, and then you are mevashel heter within a misles, so then you're not allowed to eat the heter that you are mevashel within a misles in the kele that you originally were mevashel liser. Why? Because it has a tam of iser. So we have two psukim. So it's shnei ksun aboyim kecho. So davu nozim gul chom shnei ksun aboyim kecho. Inami gul chom chidishu. וכילום הרוסם פרק לא יביאו מישרס לטר מסתרף לאיסה ואידי וראי ממודו מכם פרק לא בוסו מהבא ישמע מנתנו למושה באו מדרייס דיסה אוקד הייתה לרבונו בוסם חולות מייתם ולדמרינו דחיד אישו יחיד אישו כלי כניסת הנאמה אום לרוב את הרבי שלו סותי או כלים עלי לום דרבונו נאבה ובוסם חולות ולאלפינו דחיד אישו ועוד הבינו בני סנטם זה עשה כוסף ודידה הרבי שלו סותי רובי אפשר לבישול נסת הסתם והשתה לפיר שרשת צורך לאימא לי תם כי איקר דיקום ארוך את עושה בקוד שמישור רבי נוזי אלא אבטה ממש קונה דופות לו בשישים מיו אלא תם כל דו קונה alright so in other words so that's רשת שיטה that even me תם כל דו because רשת שיטה is that there is a requirement of שישים בין במין במיני בין במין שלוי במיני so if we say תם כי איקר is the right so it's also even with שישים because without שישים so even by מין במיני it's also certainly by מין שלוי במיני. So, in other words, that even Tam Kodu, even Tam Kosh, where there is Shishin, Negede Yisea, so it's still Osea, if we say Tam Kikad Reis. All right. Now then, he asks the Kashis that Rav Netam asks against Rav Netam. Then in the second column, the Rosh, in this paragraph, right after the brackets in which is Os Zayin, so he says, Upirash Rav Netam, the Tam Kikad Bimim Bishenimine de Reis. דחיל משנה איסנו איסה טעם בהתאה נפח כולי לי איס איסה ולא יקנו לו בקזה איס כי אילו הווה כולי איסה ואפילו לי כולי אז לינו בסתיים. So in other words, if the איסה gave a טעם in the תרובס, so the heter itself is נפח כולי לי איסה. And if you eat one קזה איס of the תרובס, you are high of malchus. Then that's רב נטעם שיטה. דבחים שלא שונא איסה טעם ואת הנפח כולו איסיסה וריקלו חזאי איסקלו לכולי כולי איסה ואפילו בכולי אזלינו בסתיים ובייצה ביצה ביסה סעירס ידי חבוסי כיוון שיש בטעם ואפילו רובה אירס ויאלפינו לו ממישרוס ומגולי וכחובי והיד רבי יחן אין כל שטעם ולו למושה אין ליקן או לא מיירה במין במיני ויטעם וממושה ניקום אלו ליקן או היימי כשאיסה ואינו מכיר את this is what I said הרב נטעם אקספלין זה גמור טעם ולו למושה עושה מדרבונו ואין ליקן או לא ומראי סיבה רובה בוט ועדים אם הוא יאמר משהו יסבן ולא נמוח רק שאין לי קרן לא יקן עליו קובות או ברוב אלו הוא קומה שבילון דף לא אוכל סום דרבונו ואני לא קדמי ממין הביטיימי אבל גם לא יאו ביטיימי זה בזה שבוי למי מתן למה משה עושה ועדי יכון לא עושה בדי יאו ביטיימי משים so רב נתם שיטה he says רב נתם שיטה is the time key care implies that not only that the Isa doesn't become bottle berov but furthermore that the heter is nepach liisa, and if he eats kazais, one single kazais out of the heretofore heter, he's chayv malkes, because the heretofore heter is isa, it becomes chaylev now. Then he mentions another shite. Rabbi Chaim Zal Pireish, Dai Reshapir Bimim Bishemim. Not as Rabbi Netam says, that the Gemara from Rabbi Avuya and Rabbi Yechne, Taimi Vilum HaMoshe, Osem Leikin Olof, deals with Mim Biminei. No, Rabbi Chaim Kayan says that the Gemara of time will Moshe Yosav and Leikin Olof deals with Min Bishen Emine. So why is Yosav and Leikin Olof? The time will Moshe Kore Kishi Yesh Kazayiz Vodei Achilas Pras. The Oz Havek Moya Moshe Shalis. Kim Di Yesh Kol Kach Mino Yisea Shebisech Achilas Pras Eichol Kazayiz Nase Kule Yisea. ואיך אומר לקזייס לייקה, כדאי עשינו גם איסה סיירס, וקזייס ממנו יצא לחבוסי אף לא אוקל, ואיתה אם אבלו עם המושה, הנהיך את לקה קזייס ואיך להספרס, ואף על פי שנוסן נעיס הטעם בהתר, אין להיקים עליו. ואף על כך לטעם כי איקה ילפין המתחו, מסתבר אליהם עד לא יחמיר יותר מסין הסתם של איסה בהתר, להיפכי לאיסה. כי שההתר כל כך יסר על איסה, שימו איסה בן וניקה בשיחה היתר ולא מסין הסתם, לא יליקי עליו. תעני בייסם נחל הספרס. ובהר דשמייטין, יש לפורש טעם כי איקה טעם ממש. Alright, so, in other words, so Rabbi Chaim Kain Shikli is something different than Rabbi Tam Shikli. There is a similarity, but it's something different. According to Rabbi Tam, so even without Kazayi B'decheles Pras, even, let's say, if one Kazayi of Chilev was Nisarev in 20 Gzesim or even 40 Gzesim of Boso, and the Kazayi of Chilev gave a Tam of Chilev in the 40 Gzesim of Boso, so then we say that heretofore Boso, so that all the 40 Gzesim of Boso are converted into Chelev, into Isa. And if he eats one Kazayis of the Boso, he'll be Chayim Malkes. That's according to Rabbi Tam. According to Rabbi Chaim Kain, it is as follows. If one Kazayis of Chelev was Nisarev with 7 Gzesim of Boso, the total, making it total, or Taruves of 8 Gzesim, that's Pras. Because Pras is Dalet Beitzim. So 8 Gzesim, every Beitzer has 2 Gzesim. A Kazayis is a Chotzi Beitz. So in other words, if one Kazayis of Chelev is Nisarev, is evenly distributed in 7 Gzesim, in 7 Gzesim of Boso, thus making a total of 8 Gzesim, and there is even distribution, so then it's in the ratio of So it's in the ratio of 1 to 8. The ratio is in the ratio of 1 to 8. So then the Yisar is the heter is nepach Yisar, and if we eat one kazayis of the taruve, so be chayev malkes. But suppose one kazayis of chelev will be nisarev with 9 gzeisim of boso, and there will be even distribution. So it's not kazayim lechelas pras, the ratio is 1 to 10, not 1 to 8. Not 1 to 8. So then we do not say that the heter is nepach liyisea. But it's also midraisa anyway. Midraisa it will be osea, even if one kazayis of chelev will be nisarev with 40 gzesim, or 50, or even 59, as long as there is no shishi. So as long as it gives a tam, so it becomes osea. But then it's osea because of a new Iser, an Iser Ese, because of Gilu Medium. So there is no Malkes. So it's not like Shittes Rabbi Tam, you see. So it's a different Shitte, the Shitte of Rabbi Chaim Kain. Now let's see how the Tur mentions the name of Rabbi Tam. So this, the Tur says, Umiu Pirish Rabbi Tam, the last line, in Daf Kuf Nun Daled on the base. Umiu Pirish Rabbi Tam, the Mimbi Minei Kim Shenenes in Tam and Ateiro, Botel Biro, Elo Shechachomim Yitzrichu Samech, ושלוי במיני יוסה מן התארה, עד סמך, אלו שאין ליקין עולוב, עד שהי בי כל כך מן אוייסר, עד שהי בי שייך כל דלת ביצים מן ההתר, כזייס מן אוייסר. What's דלת ביצים? That is 8 כזייסים, because כזייס is חוצי ביצה. כזייס, ויוס חייב על כל כזייס וכזייס ממנו. But only if it's if the ratio is the ratio of 1 to 8. But if the ratio is a ratio of 1 to 9, 1 to 10, so then he is not chayev al kol kazayis v'kazayis. And he'll only be even an isarese. He says, whose shita is that? That's not the shita of Rabbi Tam. That's the shita that the Rosh mentions in the name of Rabbi Chaim Kain. Rabbi Tam's Talmid. Not Rabbi Tam, he mentions it in the name of Rabbi Tam. So if the Bes Yosef didn't say anything, I would say that there is just a Toyes Atvus, that instead of a Tov, there should be a Ches. As simple as that. But the Bes Yosef mentions, and he says, he should have mentioned that in the name of Rabbi Chaim Kain, not in the name of Rabbi Tam. So the Bes Yosef says, apparently the two held that Rabbi Chaim Kain was not chelik on Rabbi Tam. But when you look through the Rosh, you see that the Rosh himself mentions two separate shittas, the shita of Rabbi Tam, that Iser, that Heter is nepach liiser, even without Kazayi v'Dechilas Pras, and because of that, Rabbi Tam is forced to apply the Gemore of Taimi v'Lim HaMoshe, Izein Leikin Olof, to Min B'Minei, because it couldn't have reference to Min Shaloi B'Minei. because by min shaloi b'minei, so time v'loi mamoshe, that means not kazayu v'chiles pras, should be legal. And then, so the Rosh says that Rav Netam applies it to m'minei, because by min shaloi b'minei, even though it's not the achiles pras, so the heter is nepach l'isya. Then he mentions the name of Rabbi Nechaim K.N.O., that time v'loi mamoshe deals with min shaloi b'minei. So why is he waking all of? Because when do we say heta nepach liisa? Only when it's kazayu lechiles pras, if the ratio of the taruves is 1 to 8. But if the ratio is less than 1 to 8, so then the heta is not nepach liisa. But it's also midrash anyway, mitzad nisarese. So memele, so the Rosh explicitly spells it out that there are two separate shittas, the shita of Rabbi Netam and the shita of Rabbi Nechaim Kehen. So why does he mention that in the name of Rabbi Netam? He should have mentioned that in the name of Rabbi Nechaim Kehen. All right, now. For Friday, so you should be prepared. Now, we didn't start the Mechaba yet. So you should be prepared up to Siv Dalet. Up to Siv Dalet with the Taz and the Shach. And you should go over that Rosh in paragraph Lamed Aleph Gid Anoshe, and also the Gemore in Avodah Zarah that I just mentioned, Daf Samech Zayin, Omid Aleph, Kol Shetamim Mamoshe Osel V'Leikin Olof, Tamim Mamoshe Osel V'Leikin Olof, and also there is a Gemore that's in connection with Siv Beis, so there is a Gemore in Daf Samech Vov, Omid Aleph, at the end of the Omid, the Machlek is between Abai and Rove, whether it's Bosataime or Bosashmo. That has to do with Siv Beis. All right, now Simen Tzadik Ches. Din Isa Shinisar Beheta Vifim Bitule. Isa Shinisar Beheta. Min Bishein Min Ei. Kein Chile. It's with the Tzere. Shinisar Beboso. יתמנו יבד כחובי אם אי מי או שאין ביתם חילב או שאין מי או שיש ביתם אלא שהוא פוגו מוטה so even now tam kikya but only tam mishubach we say is tam kikya but if it's tam pogum so then he doesn't asa and tam pogum doesn't mean dafke if it is distasteful even if it is still tasteful but if the tam becomes inferior as a result of the isa, even though it might be tasteful at the end too, but if the tam is not as good as it was before the isa was nisarev with it, so then it's considered tampon. Oy sheim asheyish b'tam elo shu pogum, in other words, it is pogum. It is not as good as it was before the Isa fell into the Eter. So it's muta. V'yuhu shel yeisef el ashbiach. Now, however, if, let's say, at the very outset, when the Isa falls into the Eter, so the tam becomes inferior, but then at the end, it will be superior, so it's osa. Now, the reason as to why tam pogum doesn't asa, so the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, because of Lisechlo Konevelo. So Nevelo Sheruya Ligea Kruya Nevelo, Nevelo Sheino Kruya Ligea, Gea means a Gatesha, be good. So Nevelo Sheino Ruya Ligea, Eino Kruya Nevelo. Vitzorich Sheloyeda Shesem Chinol. Because if he knows that the Jew is relying on him, so then it's not Misiach Levitume. Vim Ein Shomei Vitichovim Liteyamei, so misharin bisamech. So if there is no way b'tichovim to be tamed, so then we figure out as to whether there is 60 measures of heter as against that one measure of visa. V'cheinu mumim b'minei. So in other words, v'cheinu mumim b'minei, kiven dileke lemeika mataimei, misharin bisamech. Misharim Bisamach. So in other words, so the Mechaba paskens that when is it necessary to have shishim? Only when there is no goy who is tamed. But if a goy is tamed, then it's not even necessary to have shishim. Now this is not in line with the shite of Rashi. because the Shita of Rashi is that there are two prerequisites. First of all, Shishi, and then that the Kfeila should be Teir and say that it is, there is no Tamisa. But if there is Shishi, and let's say, and the Kfeila is staying, and he says there is a Tamisa, then it's Osa. The Rishita is that even if the Kveile says there is a Tamisa, as long as there is Shishim of Heter Negedi Isa, so it's Mutar, because that Tam is a Tam Kolush, and it's not Osa. The Ramban Shita is also like the Rishita. The Ramban Shita. That if there is Shishim, then it is Mutar. Then it is Mutar, even though the Kveile says that there is a Tamisa, because it's a Tam Kolush. All right, so how does the Mechaba pasken? The Mechaba doesn't pasken like Rashi. So the Mechaba paskens, that if the Kveile says that there is no Tamisa, so in the Heter, so then even without Shishim is Mutar. But Rashi Shite is that Shishim is necessary. Why? Because that's Rashi Shite. That from Zeriah B'Shelo we learn out, even by Min B'Minei, that Shishim is required. So Min Shaloi B'Minei is not Goruah. Then Min B'Minei. V'chein im hu Min B'Minei, kivin dileke lemei kama taime, mishar im b'samach. Mishar b'samach. V'hein now, this aloche of Shishim, by Min B'Minei, so according to Rashi, it's in the Reis, we learn it out from Zeriah B'Shelo. But all the other Rishonim are chilek on Rashi. And it's only in the Rabbanon. And Midraise, you can eat it as long as there is Rov. All right. Vein Daud Ramo says, Vein Neagim Achshov, Lismei Chayivit Kechovim, Umsharinon Hakel Bisam. Today, we are not Neig to rely on Ikvele, and we require Shishi. Now there are two Shites. Now the Levushite and the Shachshite. So the Levushite is that when we are not neig achshov mismechayv chovim umsharin and hakel bisamach. So it doesn't mean because the akum is not trustworthy, is not trusted. We are neig not to trust the akum. No, but it means because we have to be machmir for shishi. So even if the Yisroel is there, it's not a question of trusting a goy. Even if the Yisroel is there, I mean, how could the Yisroel be there? I mean, but he's not allowed. But let's say, suppose it's an Ian of Taruves, of Trumo and Trum. So a Kehen is allowed to eat, to taste it. So according to the Levush, even if the Kehen is there, and he says there is no time, so we still require Shishim. In other words, because we are machmir, like Shittes Rashi, that the fact that someone is staying and says there is no Tamisa is not enough. That is, in addition to that, we must have Shishim. So, according to the Levush Pshat, so let's suppose Trumo was Nisari B'chum, Min Shaloi B'Minei. Min shaloi b'munei, because if it's min b'minei, so Trumo requires meyo ve'ale, meyo ve'echot. But if it's min shaloi b'minei, so it's shishi. So according to Levush, so the pshat in the Ramoy is, ne'egimach shav lismer al v'chovi, it doesn't mean because we don't trust the goy. Even if a Jew is a tem, he says it is chovim because except for isolated situations, so it's impossible that a Jew should be there. But we have such examples. Let's say in case where Trumo was Nisari with Chum, Min Shaloi B'Minei, so a Kayan can be there. So even in such a case, we are not Tzemeich on the Timei. Why? Because we require Shishim. So if there is no Shishim, even though the Kayan says there is no Tam Trumo in the Chum, so it still was. But the Shach says, no, the Pshat in the Ramoy is not that we don't rely on the fact that there is no Tam and we require Shishim. No. So even the Ramoy will be Seimeich on the Yisroel. But the Rambam only says we don't rely on the testimony of an Akum. But it's not that the Rambam is cheshish for Shittes Rashi. You see, according to the Bush Pshat, so the Rambam is cheshish for Shittes Rashi. According to the Shach's Pshat, the Rambam is not cheshish for Shittes Rashi. But the minhagi is to be machmir, not to rely on the testimony of the Akum. All right. Now, Sivveis, in the Sarev Mim Bimine, Benishpach, Beinyan Shein Yechelim Lamed Olof Lishare, Im Neida Sheo Yorubi Heter, Muta, Vim Loi Neida Sheo Yorubi Heter, so Izosa. Izosa. Now, so the Mechaba says, if it's Nisarev Mim Bimine, and it's so min b'mine, so midraisa is bottle brof. Midrabanon, it requires shishi. Suppose it was spilled out and we don't know whether there was shishi or not. So if it is established beyond the shadow of a doubt, that rov there certainly is, that the doubt is as to whether there was shishi. So mimele midechshoshe deraisa yotzono. So there is no isa deraisa. Because midraisa is bottle berov min b'mine, but the sofik is only whether there is shishi. So it's a sofik in the rabbon. So mimele we can be tailor, so we can rabbon lekeu kule. So we can be tailor that there was shishi. Imeida sheyogu beheta muter v'imeida sheyogu beheteros. Now just before we go over the Ramo, which is very strange, so let's see the mechaba, the hemshech of the mechaba. Avo. That all is only if it's nisarif min b'mine. So midraisa is certainly bottle berov, but midrabon it requires shishim. So if it was spilled, and we don't know whether there was shishim or not, maybe there was. So memele we are tilling the hokel and it's muta. Aval in nisarif b'sheni mine. So then we pass the tam kikar is the raisa. So memele even if there is rov, but as long as the iser gave it. A tam iser in the heter, so the heter is also midraise. So avu misare b'sheini minei v'nishpach it was spilled. Binon sheyichin lamidol of lishare afilu neida sheyogu b'heter. So even though it is established beyond the shadow of a doubt that rov there certainly was, but there is a sofik as to whether there was shishim. So mimele it could be that the iser gave it tam iser in the heter. So it's also asvik in the raise lechumre. Now, then the Mechaba mentions another thing, which is a big chiddush, which is the shita of the Rashba, which is controversial. In other words, the Mashal is chelik on it. V'im nisarev b'minei u'v'she'in eminei. V'im nishpar b'inyan she'inchem l'amid olof l'sharei. V'neida she'oyoru b'heter m'minei. Reine she'in eminei k'leinei. V'asho minei robo olof u'mevatle. V'asho minei robo olof u'mevatle. But suppose, let's say, Iser was Nisarev with Minei Heter and with any Minei Heter. With any Minei Heter. There are two items of Heter. And there is one item of Iser. And one item of Heter is the same kind, the same meat as the Iser. And the other item of heter is any mine of heter. Now let's say, this is the example that the Taz mentions, but usually, there won't be an itaruves. But suppose there is itaruves. Now let's say, suppose Boson Ivelo was Nisarev with Shchuto, and there is also a retev of heter. Now, usually, how could boso, which is a solid, become mixed up with retev, which is a liquid? But suppose it is nisarev. It is nisarev. So then the Mechaba says, which is the Shittes HaRashba, that if we know that the boso shchuto certainly has rov neged the boso nevelo. The bus on the veil. So then it is muter So even, and then it was spilled out, and we don't know whether there is shishi, as to whether there is shishi in the rate, neged, the boson veil, or...